John started with a question. I wondered what a right relationship might look like between two people who didn't have any romantic baggage behind them or between them. That's why I started with characters who are as young as my characters are. They're around 14 years old, because I wanted to explore that. Yet, we do live in a world that's not always healthy or godly or good, and there are a lot of things that happen around us and to us that we don't have any control over. So I sort of unfolded their relationship in that sort of atmosphere where they live in the real world. Juliet's family has some things happening in it that are not very healthy for her, but she's met Damon and they are working toward getting to know each other better and developing that relationship in a, as I said, in a healthy and godly way. Second theme that I wanted to explore in the book, one I'm really fascinated with, is the interaction between God and people, and specifically with spiritual gifts and supernatural sorts of things. There's just a glut of supernatural literature out there, all the vampires and werewolves and all that kind of thing. People don't, I think, really look at where that stuff comes from. A lot of people think it's just there and isn't it cool and isn't it fun? But I don't really think it is. So in Drawn, Juliet has a gift. She's a very gifted artistic prodigy, and she finds that the things that she draws are starting to come true, and she's trying to figure out why this is. Where does this power come from? What makes it work? How does it work? And one of the takeaways I want people to come from this book with is just questioning, where do supernatural gifts and powers come from? What do they mean? Why do some people have them? Could we all have them? What would God have to say about how we use them and what we ought to do with not only supernatural gifts we have, but even just natural ones like Juliet's natural talent for art? When I look at people in the world who are tremendously gifted, musicians, artists, even business people who just have tremendous talents in their areas, it's sad to me to see how often those are used simply for personal gain and without a real understanding of what does it mean to have gifts and strengths and skills, and how could I use those to further God's kingdom, to make the world a better place, to improve other people's lives. And so I'd like people to come away from having read Drawn just thinking about that. Gosh, what are my talents and skills? How am I using those? What are the purposes? And even going back to Juliet and Damon's relationship, there's some purposes for their relationship. I hope that people would see that they were put together for a reason that sort of interplays with both of their needs at that point in their lives, as well as the talents and skills that they have.